May the Lord enable us to commence this morning with hymn 343. 343. If Jesus is ours, we have a true friend, whose goodness endures the same to the end. Our comforts may vary, our frames may decline. We cannot miscarry, our aid is divine. Hymn 343.
Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17. Luke 17. Then said he unto his disciples, It is impossible but that offences will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea, and that he should offend, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. The apostles said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant, ploughing, or feeding cattle, will say unto him, By and by, when he is come from the field, Go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that he commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all things which are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 lepers cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto his disciples, The days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, See here, or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteneth out of one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even the shillit be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return aback. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. They answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, thither the eagles be gathered together. Let us pray. Most holy, almighty, eternal, ever gracious, ever wise, ever merciful, O God, leave us not to flatter thee with glorious titles, or may we humbly come before thee as poor and needy, dying sinners of a day, sinners with a living hope. Or may we come before thee now, or may we come bow our face before thee, our heart, our life. Help us to confess all our many failings and our many sins, not just in a public manner, but daily, Lord, and hourly, night, morning, noonday. May we ever be made conscious that God is a living reality and thy eye is upon us, and that thy word is true, that which we have read. There is a judgment to come, O Lord, and all of us, and I will be at that judgment day. Lord, we've got to die. And we continue on eating and drinking and building and so forth daily. But all we would desire, that we might know thee, the living God, whom to know is life eternal. Lord, we need great compassion. Save us from presumptuous sins. Save us from just a religiosity in the head. O Lord, save us from assumptions. O Lord, save us from indifference, carelessness. O Lord, what poor creatures we are. We live to prove that no man can keep alive his own soul. But O Lord, we would rejoice in thy tender mercies. May thy blessings be daily realities to us, those spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that which thou hast sent down from heaven into our soul. May thy word be very precious, and Lord, may it truly be, and make it so, as manna. A manna to us. there may be a daily gathering. O Lord, we do come to Thee now, and we have to say, as we are, poor, needy, and when we remember many painful things of our sinnership in our life, and our coldness and deadness and forgetfulness and heart wandering and pride, that awful spirit of independence and our determined will, O Lord, we have to fall down and bow in humble submission and desire, that humble submission to Thy gracious will in all things. Oh, that we could trust Thee that Thy will is best for us. Oh, that we could trust Thee, O Lord, that all things do work together for our good. Oh, that we could trust Thy promise that Thou hast made known unto our soul. So we come to Thee now, Lord, this time of worship, and ask Thy blessing on us. Oh, the Holy Ghost may be in our midst to bring forth the word of life. O Lord, that we may know our Redeemer liveth, that the Son of God, Jesus, may be sealed on our hearts as our own Saviour, personal friend. Lord, the love of God is a personal love. O Lord, Thou dost love Thy people each. Thou dost, Son of God, Lord Jesus, Thou hast suffered for their personal sins, and Thou hast redeemed them from that awful hell for those personal sins and their alienation in mind and heart and nature from Thee. And Thou dost forgive them for their personal sins, O Lord, and Thou dost draw them by Thy grace. And Thy word, Lord, it becomes a personal pathway unto glory. O Lord Jesus, do make Thyself even at this time as a Saviour, a glorious eternal Saviour. O Lord, what a gracious Saviour Thou art, a mighty Saviour, a mighty Saviour, even unto the end. So, dear Lord, do set our affections on Thyself, that eternity may not be that horrific fear, but Christ, the Son of God, may be seen and known. 'Tis a serious and solemn thing to die. We're journeying on. Lord, there are times when we do fear to die, and death is a solemn thing. But dear Lord, we do pray that, dear Redeemer, Thou would be near our soul and heart, altogether lovely. Lord, we have to say Thou art good. Thou art good to my soul. May many be able to say it now and in time to come. O Lord, do shine in all the fullness of Thy grace and Thy gospel. Do warm these cold hearts of ours in worship. We may draw near to God in worship, the God of love, the God of heaven, the God of compassion, the God of salvation. Oh, that we may know that love of the Father so flowing to us through that precious, glorious Son of God. Oh, Lord Jesus, be precious, be near. Lord, Thou art precious, we've nowhere else to go, as Peter said. So do help us now to pray and to worship Thee. O Lord, bless Thy gospel. Lord, bless it to us. It may be as living waters. Lord, it is living waters. It is refreshing waters. Lord, and it is as honey, sweet to our taste. It has been. But all that it, we may be revived in the blessing. Revive us in the blessings Thou hast given, and lead us forth to the fullness of the blessing. Lord, at that time of departure, where Jesus shall be seen and known, O Lord, shall we ever get to glory? We sometimes wonder. So he see him whom our soul loveth. O blessed Lamb of God, be near me. O do grant that we may love thee for Calvary, humbly, tremblingly love thee, worship thee, considering humbling thought my sins, to know thee expiring in thy life for my sins, in the manhood for my sins, suffering for my sin, favor us with these blessings still from time to time. O Lord, but how forgetful we are, what wanderers. It fills our heart with sorrow. Oh, do be with us then and bless us. Now help us to worship, great God of heaven. And may that praise be given from our heart this day, which is due unto thy great name. Lord, thou art worthy of our praise. O Lord, and it's a fearful thing if thou dost never hear much from us in the way of thanksgiving and praise and gracious rejoicing. We would rejoice in thee, Lord. What a refuge thou art. We do have a refuge. Lord, thou art a refuge and thou art our strength. We've nowhere else to go. Lord, there is none like thee, none like the God of Israel. So do be with us then. But it is a time of worship, O Lord, and worship is unto preaching is not an easy thing, to worship thee in spirit and in truth. How we need the dew of heaven. How we need the word to be magnified. How we need thy presence. How we need thy grace, O Lord, and how we need thee to stand with us even now and at all times. Forsake us not, O God, we forsake thee so much. But we stand in awe that thou dost not forsake thy people. But we almost fear we deserve it. We know we do. We deserve to be abandoned. But Lord, thou, that faithful one, we bless thee for it. So remember us, bless this house. Remember, dear friends, that bear office, the deacons. Strengthen them, help them in all matters. Burdens, responsibilities, care, business, homes. Especially remember one at this time. Grant him much, much help, much blessing. Remember his loved one. Oh, be very near them. Help them every hour, every moment. O Lord, do undertake for them and bless them. Lord Jesus, come, I beseech thee, for thy great name's sake, be entreated. Remember them and bless them and help and undertake. Do remember all our aged friends. O Lord, we know of a number. O Lord, do bless our aged friends. It is evening time. Eternity so close, tremendous sound. Oh, do bless them, Lord, with that good living hope. We wrestle with thee and plead once more for thy great name's sake. May we go through our life's journey, what remains of it, pleading for thy name's sake, thy great name's sake, all things. Do remember all in middle life, heat and burden of the day, Lord, the perplexities, complexities of business, cares, and in this solemn, wicked age, undertake for thy people and help them. Lord, have good conscience in all their dealings and to undertake for each, we pray. Remember the families. Give parents wisdom in bringing up their children in thy fear. Remember the little ones, the sweet babes. May they be heirs of glory. Remember our young men and women going forth in life. O great God of heaven, open thine eyes and behold them in mercy and love and call them to follow thee. And open thy hand and provide for them in all things that they so feel to need. and do bless them in all things. May there be a seed raised up here to serve thee, a generation to call thee blessed. Bless the Sunday school. Encourage the teachers. Bless them in their labours. May there be some profit. May there be that word in season to younger hearts in the simplicity that thou art, in thy tender love and care. Bless our young men and women and our children and sweet babes in our churches. Remember all in special need at this time, widows, widowers, those in affliction, pain, suffering. Sanctify all these things. Grant thy healing, restoring mercies to one and another. Oh, we humbly ask thee, Lord, remember Zion, bless thy servants on the walls of Zion, the editors of our denominational magazines, the secretaries of our charitable societies. Oh, Lord, do bless them in their labours. Do return in power and ministry. Help thy servants this day. We think of those that will never preach again. Think of those laid aside. Do grant healing, restoring mercies, some severely. Lord, do have compassion and raise them up once more. Oh Lord, undo favours in the churches still. Take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Take it not from us, great God of heaven. Or how we think of Psalm 25, it often being with me of late. Oh, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. How we dwell on the word sometimes. May our hearts and souls be feeding and dwelling in the word. May precious in the pleas before the throne of grace. So, Lord, we do pray thy blessing on our churches, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. And do bless thy gospel in this solemn time. We pray likewise for thy one spiritual Israel in this land and through the earth, the missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read, many in deprivation, famine, affliction, war, persecution, genocide. We have no idea how they suffer, especially this time of pandemic. Lord, do hear prayer for thy people. Do remember us in the nation. Do give our leaders wisdom. Order the councils of state. O dear Lord, corruption abounds. It is the modern age society. Man has always been a sinner and always corrupt from Eden's garden. We must not expect anything different. But dear Lord, oh, we do pray, have mercy on our nation for the remnant's sake. Hear the cries of those that do sigh for the abominations done in the land. Oh, Lord, do have mercy on us and bless our Queen in her loneliness. Oh, Lord, and may this loss be sanctified unto her and the royal house. Undertake from the throne when she's gone. Oh, lengthen out still our Protestant heritage, civil liberties, religious liberties, freedom to worship. Oh, Lord, have mercy on England. Raise up those who go forth, declaring the whole counsel of God, to blow that trumpet once more, mercy and grace in the Lamb of God, with the fullness and power of the Holy Ghost. Turn us unto thee. May the alarm be sound out of Zion. May we hear thy voice, O blessed Jesus. Now, Lord, we must and would thank thee and worship thee for all thy tender goodness, mercies to us. Helps by the way, answers to prayer. O Lord, thou art good. Daily supplies. O Lord, but many anxieties, many cares. We look to thy word, thy promise, thy truth. We acknowledge so many mercies, those spiritual mercies, thy precious blood, to plead, to wrestle over, O thy dying love, the power of thy resurrection,
thy ascending, thy now appearing in heaven, O Son of God. O Lord, we would worship thee and thank thee for thy spiritual mercy. We have thy word, the doors of Zion open again. We acknowledge so, so many mercies. O Lord, bless the reading of the hymns. What were before, Holy Spirit, come, be do in our midst. And Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We plead all things in the name of thine only begotten Son. Ask all things in his name and for his sake. Come, Lord Jesus, we ask. Amen.
Let's continue with hymn 957. 957. Why sinks my weak, desponding mind? Why heaves my heart the anxious sigh? Can sovereign goodness be unkind? Am I not safe since God is nigh? Hymn 957.
Thank you.
a complete dependence upon the Lord. For all needed help and blessing, I would draw your attention to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to Luke chapter 17 and verse 5. Luke 17, verse 5. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Luke 17, verse 5. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. We notice in the preceding verses, the Lord is speaking of a brother trespassing and rebuking them. If they repent, to forgive them. And he goes on to say, seven times a day. And there needs to be that seven times a day, that forgiveness. Beloved friends, losing sight of one another, which of course we should follow what Christ has said, but how does it stand with us concerning how we are before God? Now, if Christ has said this to us, surely it shows his grace to his people. He is giving us that instruction in that grace that he has toward us for forgiveness continually. Friend, do you need forgiveness increasingly? I'm serious. Increasingly. You know, the slightest hint of pride shows the fall within us. And we are independent creatures. We want our own will and our own way, even before God. And we do not always like his dealings with us and his silence to us. And it does bring a measure of peevishness. How could we be peevish with the Lord's doings when we deserve to be lost? We deserve the bottomless pit. Do we realize it? Do we know we deserve the bottomless pit? We have to be shown that we do. We're sinners. But that good Lord, that great God of heaven, has led his dear people, always leads his people to his only begotten Son, to know him, whether with a little faith or with a greater blessing. So, dear friends, these are the words that are before the text which I have named. Why do the disciples ask this question? Because grace is working in their hearts by the Holy Ghost. The Lord Jesus, in his body and person, is with them, but the Holy Ghost is in the hearts of the disciples that are around him and those who are speaking to him. It's a tremendous thing, isn't it? And the Holy Ghost is making them feel their need of an increase in faith. I'll be very, very to the point. What faith we're going to need when we come to die, aren't we? Faith in exercise. Really, dear friends, what faith we're going to need in that hour. How we need our faith increased. Paul says, as he opens up that chapter in Hebrews concerning the examples of faith of the patriarchs and so forth, he says that faith is the substance or ground of or confidence of things hoped for.
It's the ground, the confidence of things hoped for. And he goes on to say the evidence of things not seen. The evidence that the scripture is true, that Christ is true, that God is true, and that he has led us and spoken to us and blessed us. How we need that reality, don't we? Now faith is that ground, that evidence. And he goes on to say, concerning Enoch, I've often said this, and it is true, I feel it myself. You know, without faith, it is impossible to have favour with him. To please him is the authorised version language. Without faith, we cannot please God. We cannot cause God praise, to receive that gracious praise from our heart without living faith in him. There must be living faith. It is the fullness of eternal life working in our heart. But the question arises, how do I get faith? Little friends, it's the gift of God. And you know it is, don't you? How do you know it's the gift of God? How do you know it's to be given? Because you feel your need of it. You can't turn it on, can you? Can you keep it alive? Can you keep Christ close to you? Can you keep the promise always in view? When faith is in exercise and lively under the Holy Ghost, it will be flowing in your heart. It will be true. It will be. And some of us have known it. But what sad places we get to. And I'm not going to talk about sins and so forth. I don't dismiss anything like that. You know I don't. But, you know, all that comes between. Our hearts by nature are a disgrace. Job said, behold, I'm vile. When the Lord opened his eyes and blessed him and favoured him, he knew it. Friend, we feel our worst when God blesses us. But not in despair, but in rejoicing. In rejoicing. Sin becomes exceeding sinful when Jesus is in view. When his sufferings are made known. Sin is exceeding sinful then. But it's a very sacred thing to know that sin as exceeding sinful, yet forgiven, washed, cleansed. What faith we have need of increasing in these blessings, don't we? Can you give yourself a cleansing? Can you give yourself a new heart? Can you feel different? Can you conquer those thoughts? Can you overcome anything? Beloved friends, with living faith, by the Holy Ghost given, there is an overcoming. There is an overcoming. There is definitely an overcoming. But Christ has got the victory for us. It is to know him and lay hold of that blessing. He has done this for us, conquered for us. How we need these realities, don't we? And how we feel, how you feel your faith to be so poor, so poor. In what way this morning do you need your faith increased? The disciples felt their need of it, and Jesus was with them. You know, they knew he was the Son of God, the Christ. They believed it. But how they need to receive his instruction, his gospel, in a living reality. Yet he was with them. You may say, this seems very strange, doesn't it? And let's be clear, it is. When they were with him, he was with them and they were with him. And they say, increase our faith. It just shows, dear friend, we can be in God's house, among his people, or in the presence of the Lord, and still we're doubting. We're still doubting in prayer and doubting. And as for heart wandering, well, who knows it? His dear people know it. Let us consider then in what way we need our faith increased. I won't name in a particular order as 1 to 10 or anything like that, but I'll speak as it comes to mind. Does the dear Lord know you long for him? And though you feel so heart-wandering, and though you feel so poor, yet you long for his blessing to be with you. You long to know him more. God does know this. God does know this. Oh, that our faith may be established here. Thou God seest me. He knows how you feel about yourself. He knows how you feel about him. How we need our faith increased here. Thou God seest me. Thou knowest my longings. Thou knowest my aching heart. Thou knowest the shame that I feel. Increase my faith here. Thou knowest, Lord, that I do repent of my sin, and I would not be as I am, and I would not wander. But Lord, I do, prone to wander. Lord, I fear it, prone to leave the God I love. Dear friend, that God knows your heart. He knows how you feel and what you long for and what you want. How we need our faith increased here. If it were so, it would perhaps be an encouragement to us. Dear friend, how we need that faith increased, don't we? That Jesus' blood cleanses us from all sin, my sin. It was shed to make atonement. Now we may say, well, what are you on about? We believe this, of course we do. What's necessary then? What more is it necessary then to believe it? Beloved friends, to feel the preciousness, you led to it. Faith led to it. Your heart led into the Word, to the throne of grace. Led a little in meditation to Calvary, to the garden. Faith needs leading. Leading to the scenes of the Word of God. Even to Old Testament scenes of Jonah being delivered, of Abraham receiving the promise, of Jacob being blessed, of David being anointed. How we need our faith increased in these blessings. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me. Has it cleansed all my sins, friend? Ah, you say, but I feel those sins. Beloved friends, that sin you feel, forgiven. Do you expect that if sin is forgiven, you won't feel it anymore? When the Lord comes, you feel your sins gone and forgiven. But in the pathway of living faith, you feel your sin. But now, would it be presumption? Would it be terrible? Friend, that you long to have that faith increased, those sins you feel and groan over, stand forgiven through Jesus' precious blood. Lead me to it, Lord. How I need leading to Calvary. How I need my heart leading to thy wounded side. Friend, you need it leading this morning. Faith to be increased, the heart to be led there. To know, oh, my sins. I've often felt of late, and I do feel it, you know, oh, let me not die in hardness of heart. Let me not die in heart wandering. What if I were called to die and I was involved in something that wasn't right? How would it be with me? How we need keeping in that narrow way, being led to Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. All sin cleanses, cleans the heart. You know, the evidence of a heart that is being cleansed is the knowledge of the filth. There are people here, we dwell among our own people. We believe they fear God, so we don't mix with those at chapel, particularly always, with those who are just presumptuous and say, yeah, I believe all that, I believe all that. Yeah, of course, I'm a believer. My sins are gone because I'm believing in Jesus. Beloved friends, is that taking up the precious cross where Jesus died for you? Is the cross precious? I know what we speak of as our cross, our sorrow, can't be precious, is it? It's a trial. But think of Jesus. Is his cross made precious to our soul? Lead me here, Lord. Increase my faith. Lead me here again. Lead me to thy feet, to thy wounded side, to that precious blood. How I need my faith increased. Now, if we have living faith, dear friends, it's a personal call, isn't it? Faith is that gift. It's a personal following of Christ. It's personal. How we need that personal daily following him increased. Why? Does it need to be then? Well, it doesn't need to be increased, does it? I believe him. Surely that's all right. I read the Bible. You know, heart wandering. When the law was given at the law was given at Mount Sinai, given to Moses to speak to the people, you know, God said concerning himself, he's a jealous God. And have you proved he's jealous of your heart? Why? Because he loves you. Because he's redeemed you. That's why he's jealous of your heart. I know he's jealous of his glory and his honour among all men and in the earth and the world. But to his dear people that fear his name, he's jealous of your praise, of your love to him, your following him, your obedience to him, your listening to him, your seeking him. Beloved friend, if that Christ, the Son of God, laid down his life for you, how does he see you in wandering from him, going after idols? Still he loves, still he forgives, as according to the narrative before us. But he's a jealous God. He will have your desire. And we've gone after, as the word of God says, other lovers, interesting things, this world. You know, I know what it is to immerse myself in business and things of life. It's more attractive than reading the Bible, isn't it? Until trouble comes, and then you pour out your heart to God in agonies, don't you? But he is a jealous God of our praise and our affection and our attention to him. How many times do we go to one side in the day? A great mercy if we do, you know, at times. I believe some of you do. I believe we do. And to pay attention to his dealings with us, to his word that he's spoken, to the Lord in the word, at the throne of grace. Increase my faith. Increase my affection. Lord, increase it. Increase it. Draw my soul to thee, my Lord. Make me love thy precious word. Let's have an honest heart. You know, we can deceive ourselves. Honest, we want an honest heart before God. There's reality. He has spoken. He has blessed. He has favoured. He's favoured you. He's blessed you. He's helped you. But what poor returns. But still his love is the same. Still his love is the same. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Ye heart wanderers are not consumed. Lord, increase my faith here and draw me. How we need a faith increased in the unchanging nature of God's love to us, his blessing to us. Changing not. His promise to be fulfilled. Increase my faith. Increase it, Lord, in that personal way. Friend, if you are loved with an everlasting love, be honest, you can't always feel it, can you? If you can, I wish I could. Tell me how you do it. I tell you what, it's by living faith, isn't it? If you've got it in exercise, is your faith always in exercise, though? I'm not saying you can't live near the Lord in that love all the time. You long to, don't you? Increase my faith that thy love to me changes not, Lord. Thy favour to me changes not, despite all I am. But he is a jealous God, isn't he, as we said just now. How we need our faith increased. Dear friends, concerning his personal promise to us, I'm going to say in the pathway, concerning whatever it might be. Have you a promise that's being tried exceedingly? Being exceedingly tried. A matter of a blessing, the blessing you had being tried with fire. Abraham, you know, it's not a light story, you know. We get used to reading the Bible, don't we? Have you been with Abraham to offer up Isaac? And that promise, we believe in that Hebrews, he believed he was able to raise him from the dead. Such was his faith. By faith, he offered him up, was about to. But you think of taking his life. And the blood, I don't want to be wrong here, but blood pumping out of your dear son. Abraham faced it. Such was the power of God in his life. How we need that power to conquer all things in our life, in our families, our circumstances, our business, and what lies before us when we come to die. How we need that faith increased. In the fullness of his grace, his promise toward us, the trial of your faith. Are your blessings being tried? Is your faith being tried? Is the promise of the Lord being tried unto the uttermost? Can I come to this also? Being passive in God's hand, knowing no will but his, rejoicing in his will, which often is opposite to our will. Look, we'd all love everything, wouldn't we? We'd love this, we'd love that, we'd love something else, we'd love this, wouldn't we? If you know the worth of the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the one thing needful. The one thing needful. Perhaps someone's tried here, Lord, I need these blessings. And you worry, is he really the one thing needful? Am I needing this or that more than the Lord Jesus Christ? How it cuts us to the heart, doesn't it? Friend, that's our nature, isn't it? That's our nature. He is the one thing needful, and you know that, because without him you can do nothing. And I've said here before, and I've said again, what is all the earthly blessings without his presence with you? He is the one thing needful. In his promise, is it real? Will it be performed? Help me to lay it at thy feet. Increase my faith. Increase my faith. Now, how we need our faith increased. But when the tempter assails us, does he ever assail you? Does Satan ever tempt you? Does he ever try you? Does he pour scorn on your hope? Or does he allure your way from him whom your soul loveth? Does he? How we need our faith increased to hold fast that which we have, that no man take our crown. How we need our faith increased, then, dear friends, that it shall be well with me when I come to the end. How? How? We've named some of these already. The Lord's appearing to your soul. The promise is a reality, and the blessing was real, and it's affected your life and your heart. It's affected your life and your heart. The Word of God, as his words have been found, and they've been manna to your heart. You fed on them. Are you feeding on the Word this morning? Is your soul feeding on the Lord Jesus? May we feed by faith. Feed by faith on his dying love to us. That personal suffering for my sin we mentioned just now. And we need that faith increased when we shall come to the end to die. Will he be with you then? Has he been with you thus far? How we need our faith increased here. But I want to just move on slightly here concerning faith, beloved friends, as this great blessing and gift of God. It comes down because God has a love to you, an everlasting love. To hear his voice, to know the call, to follow him is because of an everlasting love. Job was loved. Look how he was tried. Look how he was tried. You know, Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, small. Your faith may be small, but you shall say to this mountain, be removed. Now, that shows the fullness and the blessings and the power of faith, doesn't it? The power of faith. There's a power in faith. There is a power in faith in Christ. He is with you, that he will not forsake you. The mountains will depart, but his loving kindness shall never depart, nor the covenant of peace be removed. It won't be removed. There may be other things removed. There may be many things removed. But God's presence and God's love can never be removed, having been tasted and known. Other things may be removed, and they can be, but he changes not. You know how we need that faith to be increased. Though these mountains are departing, and the hills, shall we call them comforts and matters we've been used to in our life, they've all got to part, to go, haven't they, by and by, to say farewell to this world that, when I say we love, I mean our life and our loved ones, and we would be content, we would be thankful, we have many mercies, and sometimes you may feel it's a mercy to be alive and to know the Lord. I'm not just speaking in a natural way, but spiritually. But it's the worship below has got to be left behind, the routines, yet the inner worship can never change. It's the same as above, as down below here. When we're in the Spirit, when we're in the Spirit, friend, are we in the Spirit? How we need to be. And if any man is led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we need that faith increased. Beloved friends, in the knowledge that the Lord will never, never leave you, and he's prepared a place for you in heaven. What a tremendous thing. Christ has gone to prepare a place for us. I've go to prepare a place for you. He's actually gone. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. I'll come again. Increase my faith, Lord. Increase my faith. When I feel myself to be so sinful, when I feel to be flat, when I feel so ashamed of the week before last or whatever it was, when that earthly scene stares me in the face that caused me great sorrow of heart, when an enemy arises, when afflictions abound, when thou dost hide thy face, Lord, and he does sometimes hide his face with a purpose of grace to his people, of grace, increase my faith here, Lord. Increase it. Now, this faith worketh by love. Love to him. You know, you can't have living faith without first having the love of God. If you've got the love of God working in your heart, through the word of his grace towards you, by his personal leading or personal touches to you, dear friends, you have that love to him. It must be working in the heart. But faith and love cannot be separated. And faith and love bind us to Christ, don't they? What binds you to the Lord Jesus? Is it not love to him? Is it not desire after him? Don't you long for him? Doesn't that bind you to Christ? Well, how we need our faith increased here and our love increased here toward him. Friend, this is this faith that worketh by love. You can't have faith, living faith, if there's no love to his word. The reality to his word. How can any man love God? By nature we don't. But grace puts that sweet love, personal love in the heart, and a love that yearns and longs for Christ, and love that panics if you feel he will forsake you because of some folly. What confession is needed? What a precious little passage that was about the number of times we should forgive. Doesn't it show the grace of God in great measure? If Christ is telling us that, he's speaking of his own nature. Increase my faith, Lord. Increase it. Do you feel that faith to need to be, do you long for it to be increased? You may live closer to him whom your soul loveth. Elder spouse, you know, she was weary. She washed her feet, took off her coat, but it was the voice of her beloved. You know, you almost read like a longing to get up to him and a reluctance all in one. You know, how can I? But it was the voice, and you know, her lips, you know, they, her fingers on the hands of the lock, they drop with myrrh. It was the voice of her beloved speaking, "Rise up, my love, my fair one, come away." Well, Lord, that living faith that lays hold of eternal life. Lord, increase it. That faith that loves thee more, meditates on thee more, looks to heaven more, to believe where thou art more. Oh, Christ is now in heaven. You know, the times in trial, you say, he's hidden his face. He withdrew himself. But friends, he cannot. He's now in heaven appearing, making intercession, the precious Saviour before the Father, who's loved his people, an everlasting love. All the union of Christ, the Father, and the Spirit, working in your soul. Working in your soul. That work of grace is the united work of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Ever remember that? But oh, increase my faith, Lord, in that love to me. That love to me. We said just now that, you know, that love we have to him is because he first loves us and does love us and is with us. Increase my faith. As I begin to wind down, I begin to think of the unknown way ahead, the morrows. Will the Lord appear? Friends, a good point here. How many morrows have we got? We don't know, do we? But there's only one morrow that matters. One tomorrow only matters. Where shall I spend eternity? Will it be with him who was instructing us in that forgiveness and speaking of faith as a grain of mustard seed, the mountains to be removed? Have faith in God. He said to the disciples, to Peter, you know, if your faith is a grain of mustard seed, have faith in God. He cursed the fig tree. Have faith in God. And you need that faith increased, even this morning. The unknown way. The issue of the trial that you're under. Can I really submit to the Lord's will? Can I really lay passive? Can I trust him in this affliction, this worry, this anxiety, this great trial? Can I? Will he bring me through honourably? Beloved friend, in all this is to have his gracious presence with you in all things. That is how I would sum up my faith to be increased. To know his gracious presence with you, because he is with us, but you don't feel it, do you always? He is with you. The angel of his presence is with you. And he can never leave you nor forsake you. But it's not an exercise. You're not feeling nearness. But he is with you. His gracious presence with you. That's one great exercise of the Lord's people, to have it sealed on their heart and to feel he's with you. Increase my faith, my love. If you love someone, you want to be with them. Friend, you can't love someone and not want to be with them, can you? You wouldn't love somebody and say, well, I can't be bothered whether they're with me or not. What sort of love is a near blessing? Love is a near principle. It's a communion. It's a nearness. True love is a nearness between two, whatever, in a family, whatever it might be. It's a nearness. So is love to Christ a nearness. And this faith that works by this love, to have the Lord with you, and to know he won't, even though you might feel low, he won't forsake you. But oh, there's those trials, isn't there? There's that little worry. You know, if the Lord is with us, why should all this fall in upon us? How we fall into that example of unbelief, that spirit. Yeah, we can't help it, can we? It's love to him, and you feel that desertion. How you long for his return. But he's not forsaken you. If you're a praying soul, he's not forsaken you. Increase my faith here to know that he is with me still and will not forsake me. Even though I feel as low as I am, as dead as I am, and as heart wandering, friend, the Lord knows. Do you realize he knows how you have to deal with the routine, and he's merciful to you in it? You've got those massive responsibilities. And you think, if only I could set my heart and affection on things. I've got this to do, that to do. And you feel your heart carried away. And you feel you get to the end of the day and you're as flat as a pancake. But he's still with you. Oh, for that little faith, a lifting up of the heart. In a moment he can come. One word dropped in. One passage of scripture. One sweet remembrance. He is with you. You never say, friend, that isn't presumption. It's a fact. You may not feel it. You may not feel it to be a fact, but it is a fact. If he's blessed you, he's never going to leave you. Can God forsake his own hand? Can God forsake his own work? He cannot. He cannot. Lord, increase my faith. That will never leave me and thou art with me, even though I may not feel it. Even though I may feel in exercise thy desertion. Yet, Lord, increase my faith, for this is true. Christ is precious, is he, to your soul? Why do you love him? Because he first loved you, friend. Because he first loved you. Oh, you say, as I was going to wind down, my love has gone cold and faint. Wait a minute. How do you know that? How do you know that? So you must have some love then if you've gone cold and faint. And if you had some real love to him, he's never going to leave you because he gave that love. That love is of him. And that love goes out to him. He is the same, isn't he? Yesterday, today, and forever. But increase my faith, Lord. Increase my love. And this will increase obedience and desire and humbleness in the pathway. Humbleness, humility, patience, trusting in love, in faith, increase. Lord, help me. Lord, save me. Does he hear your cries? Did he hear you this morning when you prayed at home? Did he hear you last night? He does hear you. And he knows your groanings. He knows how deep their groanings are, and so forth. Well, I'll leave the word. I don't know about you, but I need my faith increased because it will bring Christ closer to me. Not that I can bring him closer, but faith goes out to behold, he hasn't forsaken you. He is with you. It's revived your soul to know him who hasn't changed. Increase my faith, Lord. Precious Jesus, Son of God, precious friend of sinners, be with me, thou hast said, thy promise is real. Oh, to know him at last. Oh, to know him at the end of the journey. Below, that is. There's no end of the journey, you know. If you're on a heavenly journey, there's no end of it. But it has to go through a great change called death to a new world. To be with Christ without this body, this sinful body in the first place, assuming that the resurrection hasn't come first, then if it does, the body will be raised. And your body, if it's living now on the earth, will be glorified, like unto his glorious body. Increase my faith, that I shall see thee face to face, without a cloud between. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Rosier will preach again this afternoon at 2:30. And there will be a Sunday school class at 4:30 on Zoom. And Mr. Timothy Barker is expected, God willing, to preach on Wednesday at 7:00. And there will be a prayer meeting at 7:00 on Friday evening. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Jonathan Buss is expected to preach at the normal times of 10:30 and 6:30. Instead, as has been said, he was going to preach in the afternoon. And there will be the Sunday school classes during the afternoon as usual. Let us close with hymn 670. United to Jesus the vine, we've life, strength and righteousness too. But this he will teach us in time. Without him we nothing can do. Our hope of performing what's right and strictly obeying our God, if not wholly built on his might, will leave us exposed to his rod. Hymn 670.
And now may the grace, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, our Father, the sweet communion, unction, comfort of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, now, forever. Amen.